Blog Talk Radio.
A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show.
Yes, greetings family from all around the world.
You've tuned in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio. This is your host, Makua Ray, along with co-host, good brother, Ruben Yinas, calling in from Bogota, Colombia. And just happy to come together again in this sacred time, the sacred day, to share in this moment of co-creation, in this moment of resurrection energy, being the spring equinox time in the Northern Hemisphere, time of renewal and rebirth. So we're feeling the energy here. I'm here in Washington, D.C., where the cherry blossoms are doing their annual thing in great splendor. So it's a good time, again, to come together and giving thanks for every listener out there. Greetings, good brother Ruben in Lakesh.
Greetings, brother Makua in Lakesh. A special time to have this broadcast. It's a time of new beginnings, of new incoming energy. The planets are also in very important sign of Aries. So we have a conjunction of astronomical, historical, and seasonal circumstances that are making this winter a really, really special one. We have also the synchronization with this Venus synodic cycle is happening today, the first day of the fourth synodic cycle since the Venus transit of 2012. So it's certainly a very, very auspicious time. So it's a great honor to have this conversation on this day, the 20th day of the ninth moon of the 13th moon year. Really important, the solar moon of intention. So it's a really, really good to flow with that intention and assert new ideas, new projects, new inspirations to flow and to follow the seasonal spring. We have always make emphasis on the fact that this whole initiative that we are launching is synchronized with nature. So part of the background behind this is that we are supposed to know when to plant. We have lost a little bit that connection with the earth. So the making conscious the seasonal aspect is really important now, because the time of new begins. Probably people here where I am in Bogota, Colombia, we are at the equator level, so we don't experience seasons. And actually, it is interesting that since the last show, we actually had a situation with the seasons, that the time in the U.S. was changing, that day was daylight savings, and I missed the show because of this difference in these adjustments that the artificial timing system places on our regular biological cycle, to add a little bit more of tension to the current situation. So it was very interesting to miss the show, but it was a teaching in itself, because we don't know to what extent these little shifts can throw can spiral out into bigger situations. Yeah. So it was a very important way to make this conscious, this knowing, or this consciousness that we are influenced by the time that we experience, and that if we adjust our biological cycle to the clock, just because someone says so, we need to make that conscious, at least to be able to adjust in a more natural way. So it is great to have today the opportunity to speak about this new initiative that you describe at the end of the show, and to go deeper into this idea is the untried solution.
Mm-hmm.
We have made emphasis on that aspect.
That's right.
Yes.
Hashtag untried solution.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely. So you're right. I mean, you really described beautifully some of the tension as well as the opportunity that we are now experiencing. I mean, it's very auspicious, as you said. It repeated again, but the fourth synodic cycle with Venus in its transit since...
Yes. Since the Venus transit of 2012.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's definitely, you know, as you say, because this is a conversation, this is an exploration rooted in natural timing. You know, it's exciting to be able to bear witness to these particular phenomena and cycles existing in nature. I wanted to invite people out there listening to actually feel free to call in to the show anytime. This is a conversation meant to expand beyond, obviously, Ruben and myself, but however, we're happy to hold the space in the meantime as people are aligning their ability and their schedules to be able to join live. The number is 347-855-8448. Again, that number is 347-855-8448. And so the conversation in this auspicious timing, I'm very excited to go deeper, as you said, in the conversation because, you know, this is our ninth episode of Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio. And we launched this effort really in the rhythmic moon, you know, just, you know, almost 3 moons ago at this point. So, you know, this is an interesting alignment there as well as we look forth at the sixth to the ninth month, us being in day 20 of the ninth month of a 13-month year. This is very... very auspicious, and so looking at Aho, and I want to help articulate for people listening in to this conversation to remind them with some of the backstory as to how this initiative started. You know, we have endeavored to enliven and resuscitate in some ways the calendar reform movement. The calendar reform movement as it relates to the preceding calendar peace, calendar change peace movement specifically, that was something initiated in the 1990s into the turn of the millennium with a particular campaign in the year 2000 to 2004. So the campaign was a success. To the degree of what it was the success of that time of beginning to really deepen an awareness. I know I'm my own awareness of the calendar change historical context for the past century, as well as contemporarily in that window at the turn of the millennium, you know, that affected me and certainly has set me on the path to want to continue to champion this cause because I think it's that essential. I think it's that important. And I also recognize in this effort, and I think this sort of helps give people a greater context, when we're talking about reforming the calendar, you know, we recognize that this is something that is not necessarily easy to do. And it is something that when we enter into this effort or this work, that it is really about a long-term vision. Really comprehending that this is sort of a work of a lifetime. When we look at ones such as Jose Arguez, Louis Vuitton, you know, Lourdine Arguez, and others who have been the preceding ones to really perpetuate this with their lifetimes, it becomes instructive to really appreciate that something of this magnitude of changing the calendar, I mean, let's just look at that alone. The idea seems outrageous. You know, because the calendar that we've been imposed with is something that has been so stealthful, It's like it's just been right under the entire time, and we've not really considered it as the bedrock of confusion or the underpinning of distortion and this idea of separation from nature and these other types of discourses. But it's such a powerful yet subtle force in itself that it's practically gone unquestioned, except by small efforts at points in time where the conversation has come about, you know, even reflecting on one like Gandhi, who, you know, was vocal, and there's quotes of him speaking specifically to the fact that a calendar reform is something he favored as an intellectual, as a thinking person who could appreciate the impact of the dominant calendar, the Gregorian calendar, on various civilizations and cultures, and understand that there must be better ways, ways that honor life, ways that don't project discrimination or separation or these types of illusions, but truly benefits and promotes health and harmony and balance and equanimity and creativity, you know. So it's important to point out that we, in this effort, you know, in doing these shows, in pursuing the efforts of our online presence and these educational tools, are in it for a long term, because we've got the benefit of those who've gone before us and have laid a lot of important groundwork to now really work with the equipment and the technology that we have at hand, the ability to communicate with people virtually even around the world at once. So I know that that is one of the reasons why we continue to provide this sort of a space and record, if you will, so that we can begin, or rather continue to perpetuate this movement toward calendar change. And so with that, we have, it's important people also know that we have a new website in our family of websites. We have originally calendartruth.info, and today we're happy to introduce more formally 13months28days.info. Again, that new website address is 13months28days.info, and this website is actually designed to provide a very specific look into the campaign of the Calendar Referendum Initiative 2020. You'll see that detailed at the website also. So Calendar Referendum Initiative 2020 is one of the things that we're focused on for a longer-term goal, which is to basically educate as many people as possible on the calendar, is to really explore a question that we want to really bring before humanity, to ask, have you ever considered the effects of the current 12-month calendar on our collective beliefs, our customs, our choices, our behaviors, and actual relationship with time? And could we, as humanity, truly benefit by simply attuning to a natural timing standard, a natural frequency that reconnects us back to nature? As you said at the top of the show, I mean, the benefit of this shift in frequency and timing frequency is that it reconnects us to natural cycles that are there to promote creation. That's what natural cycles do. They promote creativity. They promote livelihood. They promote true abundance and success as we really think about that. So that's one of the benefits, one of the many benefits of returning to living in tune with natural time.
Yes.
There are some mathematical factors that point to us why the year 2020 is so significant in this campaign. You know, as was introduced to me by the work of Jose and Lloydine Arguelles in the 90s into the turn of the millennium with the Tortuga website, and then out of that coming the Foundation for the Law of Time later, you know, I learned about the campaign to change the calendar. That was a very specific campaign, and we'll have some audio we can play from that also a little bit later in the show tonight from Arguelles specifically himself describing the revolution that this is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we recognize that that fulfilled a certain mission that was very informative and very impactful. You know, I'm certainly one who can say that it is. I know you are as well. I mean, many of us, any
mm-hmm.
of us out here truly pursuing calendar change now owe a deep debt of gratitude to that pioneering work, which
yeah.
itself was a continuation of other indicators in history. I mean, what to speak of the past century, but if we were to really go back to what I think is an anchor in time, we have to look at the reality of the one known as Pakal Votan, whose timing and calendar and time markers and indicators were written in stone, were put in such a way that they would be recovered, as we've learned in our lifetime and the lifetime of this contemporary cycle, in ways that are phenomenal in terms of mathematical relationship. And numbers, people who truly appreciate numbers understand that they indicate qualities and they also indicate synchronicities. We can see numerical, mathematical synchronicities, these markers. So the reason the year 2020 is so significant, as we know, and we've talked about in previous shows, is because that's literally 1,328 years since
mm-hmm.
the dedication of his tomb.
Yes.
In the year 692 AD. So that relates and relays and hopefully communicates to people another element in sort of the puzzle, if you will, or the purpose of actually
mm-hmm.
committing to making this change a planet-wide reality.
Yeah,
fortunately,
absolutely.
We do have the tools, we have the technology, we have folks who are living throughout the planet who are already actively participating in this. This is something that is, you know, benefited them by making the decision to let me actually walk these moons. Let me actually experience what it feels like to try a new timing frequency, to actually try
right.
that as a lifestyle choice, because I choose greater peace, greater harmony, greater balance, greater clarity. And I recognize my own sovereignty in time to do this. And the fact is that we're not doing it alone. We're actually doing it in sync with people who've made that choice, as well as nature itself.
Mm-hmm.
Truly co-creative, collaborative catalyzation that is itself quite revolutionary. So
yes.
we laid out that we want to explore the seven key facts that people will be able to find at 13months28days.info. If you go to the website, you'll find one of the menu items, seven key facts. So we're here in the spring equinox time, very sacred time, and we have decided that the next seven episodes, up until we shift into the summer solstice, we're going to emphasize, we're going to focus on these seven key facts, one per episode over the next seven episodes. We really want to have a deeper discussion about these. We're going to welcome some guests in the weeks to come, or the shows ahead, who are also in their own ways working in this effort to shift culture, to make a change in the hearts of humanity, and recognize the opportunities and the imperatives that we face. You know, this is a time not to be asleep by any means.
Yeah.
And it's a time to know that you have the freedom to choose. So this is why we present this 13-month, 28-day calendar as the untried solution, because it really hasn't been tried by a critical mass planet-wide yet, although that is among the efforts underway. You know, and so we get a chance to really sort of look at where we find this effort now, why the effort is mandatory, why it's an imperative, if we are to truly find a new frequency, find a new way of living in relationship with each other and especially with our planet. We understand all these social movements, all these responses to the wrong that humanity has done in terms of our decisions, in terms of the sort of results or outcomes of this global capital model of living, where there's all this production, there's all this poverty, there's all these dynamics that are distortions, when in truth there's enough for everybody to live abundantly and healthfully. That's a reality.
Uh-huh.
There is more than enough.
Yeah.
The decisions that are a result of the erroneous thinking, we have to understand that those decisions and this way of living in debt consciousness, in this kind of depravity and this imbalance where the elite super rich have all this wealth and yet there's so many billions who have next to nothing, is both unacceptable, but we have to also look at why it's still the sort of outcome that we get. And we suggest that it is the underpinning of human consciousness and behavior, this false calendar, that it's so connected to our choices that unless we literally deconstruct it in our thinking, unless we literally put emotion aside and actually examine what's going on and allow ourselves to look at the root of the issue without a reaction to feeling like this race of people is wrong or that race of people is correct or something's better than something else, put all that aside and just look at the fact that what we're experiencing now is a result of this particular mandate, this sort of planet-wide agenda to basically dominate the world. I mean, let's call it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is the sort of, we'll just say it as it is. If we want to direct people's attention to the seven key facts today, we're going to just deal with fact number one. This is why we're going in this direction in this conversation. Fact number one: the calendar is the operational system of civilization. I want to say it again. Fact number one: the calendar is the operational system of civilization. Think about that. That's a very short sentence, but it's very profound. The calendar. Think about the calendar we all reference. We all schedule our meetings according to it. We all use it to identify our birth dates and these holidays, our beliefs, our customs, our behaviors. The calendar is the operational system. Operational system. It's the OS. It's the framework of our lives based on our existence within this civilization. And we know that it has been this operational system for over 400 years.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't just happen. This has been the operational system for several centuries.
Yes.
So to the point where in the past 100 years, it became the global civil standard. Think about that for a second. Civilization, civilized, civil standard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the standard of those who would civilize the world because they somehow perceive the world as somehow uncivilized. Now that's a whole other conversation. That's such a ridiculous idea. That it's just, it's unbelievable, and it's unfounded. It's just aggressive determination. I think some have called it manifest destiny, that suggests everybody in the world are heathens, and those of us who are good Christian-minded people take it as our divine right to dominate all of the world's heathen population. However we see it, by however we declare it, and we do so through abject force.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, almost a level of force that the world's people never knew such force, so couldn't even see it coming.
Yeah.
Because it was such an effect of conquering and annihilating people who would somehow be in the way of the pursuit of the dominators.
Yes.
So, you know, we have to deal with fact one. The calendar is the operational system of civilization. If we wonder in the conversations worldwide why we don't yet have peace and balance as it relates to ourselves as a human community between nations and things of this nature, we have to accept that the system and framework through which we operate is not designed to have peaceful balance.
Yeah.
It's designed to literally, you've heard the term, crunch numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's designed to account for debt. It's designed to account for domination and ownership for those who are the owners. You better believe it, in this system, you have very few owners, truly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so big that it takes some time just to take that first fact and recognize the extent of the domination. I remember that my teacher was describing to me once that the tools of colonization are taking or appropriating resources, physical resources, appropriating the faith or the spiritual traditions, and appropriating the time or the calendar. If you have those three, you are basically on the winning side, because then you control all the activities. You control the natural resources. You control the economic system that governs those activities, and the let's say the religious or institutional spiritual organization that is controlling right now the current civil standard is the Catholic Church. So we need to make that conscious so that we can really go back to in history to what happened when this calendar was created or instituted as law, and that the colonies were supposed to follow into this law, and how this dynamic of colonization was accompanied by a tool called the calendar that was actually coming from the Latin word calends, that is taxes. So it was supposed to fulfill that function of collecting taxes. And in order to collect taxes, you have an irregular calendar, you can collect more taxes here and there by adding extra days to the months. So it became also like a tool for financial scam, because we all know that we all pay more rent. If we pay rent, we pay more rent on February than, you know, per day than, you know, any other month, because that's how the system works. So it is important to understand that, since all the institutions, the religious institutions, the financial institutions, the educational institutions, are based on this operational system that the listeners who are listening know that it is very disharmonic and it's illogical. So we are operating in an illogical way in society. We need to really be able to recognize the fact that we are still living in the obscurantism of 1582, which is when this calendar was instituted. So if we are not using the old maps, a calendar is a map of time. If we are not using the maps from 1582 to navigate the world, but we are using GPS, we should not be using the same map from 1582 because there is much better options right now. And this calendar was a better option at some point on this planet because many of indigenous traditions adopted a 13-month, 28-day calendar for basic organizing of their activities and for synchronizing with the cycles of the moon. So this is not new, but the subject became so forgotten that now we run in this operational system and we don't know it's a virus. It's a virus for the mind because on the long term, we now see the effects on memory that this is having.
Yeah.
On the collective memory of the planet that we cannot remember or at least recognize what is happening at Standing Rock because that means looking at the past and knowing that there is a lot of healing to do still in order to revert the effects that this imposition of this calendar has plays upon especially the indigenous cultures and the indigenous traditions because they have been enduring these situations since 434 years. So and more because since the time of the arrival of the settlers in with Christopher Columbus, and that this is also important to understand that that's why we took the conscious choice of putting the petition for the referendum to roll for Indigenous Peoples Day or Columbus Day. So we can really pinpoint the root of this situation that we are seeing repeating over and over. And we were just seeing just this week, this ongoing, that the new pipeline that goes from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico was approved. Mm-hmm. So there is an ongoing effect of going out of pace with nature. Nature is going in one very harmonic rhythm, showing us how to pace ourselves, and we are deciding that we will put our attention on and rule our entire life according to a standard that is illogic. So just taking that in and assuming the responsibility that we have to correct this error, because it's Jose Arguelles is well defined, it's an error in time that is creating like this problem with our collective memory that we cannot see to the past or project a future because we lack of the ability to see harmony in time. As soon as we correct our lenses, probably we start to see more synchronicity happening, more harmony happening, because it's like we have been emphasizing also, this is a frequency game. So if we tune into the frequency of nature, basically we will be entraining into something, a level of harmony that is beyond our social conditioning and our cultural differences, but that is really a higher order that is operating and that is influencing our bodies because women have their fertility cycle connected to this cycle, so that it just makes perfect sense to adopt it. And it starts with a personal choice, and that choice spreads out because we just look for a critical mass of individuals that can take these 70 facts and really, really assume the responsibility to adopt themselves the frequency of nature. It is really that simple. Is a an act of free will, and we cannot convince anyone that this is right. We you have to experience it, because it's like trying new software for your computer. If we were running on DOS still, we could not be having this type of interactions. We could not have Facebook and all these incredible opportunities that technology is today bringing, but that we are just not really taking advantage of. And having this radio show live in time, well, while we are in this really important nexus point, this alignment, this first day of the Venus cycle, we are helping entraining with something that it is already there. We are just following a path or a certain rhythm that nature is showing us to keep this initiative live and to keep the materials out, to make it easy for people to absorb this information, because we understand it is not easy sometimes to really dive deeper into each of these facts, because they put a lot of questions in the mind and can bring a lot of uncomfortable feelings. And But if we see that as an error, that we were just living with in erroneous time and that we can have a different choice, then we just do that. It's not like nothing to dwell on. We just need to move forward.
And I think it comes down to people asking themselves, you know, if there is something I can do that could truly transform me and my awareness of the situation, then would I be willing to do it if I knew that it could really benefit me and allow me to be of greater benefit to others? Because that's sort of how I see it, in the sense that it's kind of like we can empathize with people and we can feel for people, yet can we do something to actually assist people in making a shift consciously that will be of tremendous benefit, you know? And so by actually beginning to entrain one's own mind to a 13-month, 28-day lens, we afford ourselves the benefit of perception into the harmonic and synchronic or synchronistic arrangement of time, space, reality. I mean, as big as that sounds, it is that big. And it's a very, it's the kind of thing where you want to recognize that life itself is wondrous. So why wouldn't having a lens into life, such as nature has, or the natural world may have, why wouldn't that be as wondrous? There's a time where we as children are aware of the wonder of life, and we go through life and go through our experiences. We begin to grow up and, you know, begin to have our lives shaped by experience, by the perceptions of family and those around us, the society within which we live. And at some point that wonder is suffocated, or it's dismissed, or it's forgotten. And, you know, the genuine innocence and wonder a child feels when considering what would be the solutions for the world, most children are inclined to say they want peace and happiness and harmony for their families, for themselves, for the world.
Yeah.
That's the innocent impulse of being human that's not yet distorted by another sort of imposed calendar system that says, okay, you may have all those feelings and those dreams as a child, but you can forget about that when it comes to actually growing up and getting involved in the world, you know? And that's an interesting thing, because as you said, this calendar, this frequency of 13 months, 28 days itself is a choice to reclaim that innocent perception, that innocence of what's possible, like the ability to comprehend or consider something bigger or more magnificent than you actually thought possible. Even in the face of all that we see in this distortion and in all of the degradation we see, because we have to acknowledge that. And yet we also have to emphasize and give energy to and participate with something far greater, meaning something that is actually wondrous and unbelievable. And I think it's the kind of feeling a person gets when they actually go to the forest, or they go to the ocean, or they go to the mountains. What I feel instantly is a sense of wonder. It's like my human life becomes, in relationship to nature, is like, whoa, what is nature is amazing, you know? Like, and imagine actually having that sense all the time, because that's actually closer to who we truly are authentically than the sort of other layers that we've, you know, been under for so long. You know? So this is like actually washing your mind, in a sense, and clarifying and clearing up the cobwebs, so to speak, to allow a new refreshed vision of what's possible. And it's happening in sync with nature, which makes it more than possible. It makes it actual, because this is the nature that nature itself experiences. So humanity is the one that sort of rejected nature. Nature still experiences nature, even though nature in some ways has been subjected to man's decisions and poor choices. We also know that in a way those poor choices in this human evolution process have catalyzed a greater awakening of the earth itself. And therefore it's actually creating a greater ability for us to have a sensitive communication with nature. Now that's another level of the experience, as it were, that is actually unfolding in real time right now. You know, and people who are involved in yoga, or involved in wellness, or involved in transformative experiences, they are increasing their own growing awareness of that as reality too.
Yes, and I want to add to that that since we are, you were saying before that we are basically continuing the legacy that was left not only by people like José Luis Narváez and George Eastman Kodak, but our ancestors, the people from our ancient civilizations that left those temples in stone. Most of them are mathematical monuments that have the codes there for us not be able to forget, and make these harmonies that were already discovered by other people and at different times in history and brought back to memory, but that we have been forgetting since the last especially the last century, with the arrival of electronic technology and the replication of the calendar and the clock through technology, it's been exponential. So being able to tune out of that frequency of the technological advance that is really going faster and faster, and we have all these new apps and the new OSs coming every 3 months there is an upgrade. It's really hard to catch up with that, and a way to tune out of that is just to take the time to explore 13 months of 28 days and what that template is, how nature is so intelligent and perfect, that is synchronizing the woman's fertility cycle with the moon, and that if we are supposed to create a paradigm based on life, we need to run on an operational system that is actually promoting a different pace and not this accelerated replication pace, because that's why we have all the crises of today are basically a result of this exacerbation of a wrong of an error that is being exponentially growing since the arrival of technology, and then the not only now technology but virtual reality environments. So we're at that crossroads in which the technology is really merging with the human being, and that this is for that same reason a very important moment in time to make all these facts about the calendar conscious and take an option or a decision on which operational system do you want to run with. The old decaying paradigm of irregular months, or the new paradigm of harmony and balance and nature, that is the 13 months of 28 days. So if we can implement that, replicate a template that is so simple and so elegant to measure our activities, the results can be really extraordinary without making... So we know that this is not easy to implement because of, again, the factor of technological advance, how far it is right now. But at the same time, it's really easy because of that same exponential growth, that at some point the technology is going to be used, or we are using it now in this radio show, to create this mental constructs that are helping us to shape shift this hologram as we speak in real time. I think it's really important to understand the mathematical harmony and the simplicity of that principle, so we can, from there, from that elevated point of view, kind of absorb all the truths or all the facts that we are going to be discussing for the next six episodes, and that we will probably lay a much deeper framework so that we can not just read the fact and brush it out, but really absorb it and start to make start conversations around these facts, because that's another way to bring that frequency back into consciousness. Just talking about that, this is happening. So we have now more tools. The website has a real-time plugin for anyone who wants to go there and check what is the date is there. So the operational system of our technological outlets is also getting upgraded. And I want to extend the gratitude to my friend Santiago, who has been helping a lot in giving us like a hand with all the technological glitches. We started this show with those episodes about digital glitch and what that represents for the brain as an operational system, that since we are running on this erratic software, when we are asked dates about the past or the future, we have a real difficult time in trying to make the calculations, because the system is not harmonic, so it doesn't allow the mind, it creates a glitch, and we have been experiencing those recently more and more on our side, probably as the energies of the spring coming and all these planets in Aries and the global the global drama that is happening at different levels, it is really powerful that we are having the conversation tonight and creating a space for letting all this information sink in and try to tune into this new beginning energy, the new life, the new cycle of the spring, and what that is, how that is also we are in the month of March. This will be our last show in this Gregorian month, and this used to be the first month of the Roman calendar, of the Roman Empire, and it was remember that these armies, they used to wait for the spring to start to go on campaigns to conquest, and the calendar was a very important element of that. So the month of March was consecrated to the god of war, which is Mars, and that now we see all this tension building up in the world during the last few days, especially for the equinox. We all know what happened in London, but it is really coming to a very crucial point right now that we have the information war in the media, all these versions of reality that are coming every day, and this is also part of the confusion that we saw that the last March 15 was known as the month, as the Ides of March at that time, and that we are during that window of time, the same day was the start of the Syrian war. So we can see how this program is repeating itself, because we continue to have an escalation of these type of events, and they come precisely during the same month, the month of March. The budget of the current U.S. administration destined for war or defense, how they put it, is $54 billion more. So we understand that the calendar is also influencing these aspects of our civilization that are really shape-shifting our reality every day. It's so easy to get overwhelmed by the news every day, because they are the insanity is more notorious right now, and the influence of these dates in the calendar, and how these windows are used to create disruption in the field of the Earth, are very blatant. We completed this with the events in London the second year in a row, that this date of March 22nd is used for that purpose, to kind of replay a loop or reopen a wound or refresh a memory of something that happened, so we know that it's still happening, and we get this reinforced mechanism, like conditioning,
right,
that this is what's happened. And exactly. Since we have not made aware that it's an erroneous program that is repeating a self-destructive script, because I invite all the listeners to go to our Facebook page and look for the only animated GIF that is there. That it is basically a short story of what has been happening in a flash since we are using this operation system, and how the progression of events is bringing us to this point in which we have all these rumors every day of impending violence exploding at any point in the world. And there is a relationship with time that we have not explored around it. Why these events have been perpetrated exactly for these dates. It is the script of that program that is kind of running in the background without us perceiving it, but unfortunately with the events of recent weeks, we have been perceiving it more clearly. That we understand
that's correct.
That even though if it's not made on purpose, like the people who are taking these decisions that are against the biosphere, that are against the minorities, and that are against the indigenous peoples, are doing it unconsciously, really, because they have been disconnected from nature. So we have now the opportunity to disconnect from that software that is playing this loop of endless misery, and explore the benefits of running a new program, because that's basically what this calendar is an operational system for society and for the individual.
That's right. Well, I think you're right on with that description, and it's true. That is fact one. It is the operational system of civilization, society, as it were. I'd like to play some audio going back about 19 years to the year 98, and this is audio from Jose Arguelles at the UC Davis New Earth Festival, which would have happened just around this time. Probably another moon. So this is some audio we wanted to play because this was some igniting speech that Arguelles gave in describing the revolution that adopting the new time is. And so I want to play that just to help reflect and certainly pay homage to the efforts that have been pursued to change the calendar. And the importance of changing the calendar is no less important today than it was then and than it has been. And so we're going to continue that effort and continue to energize and emphasize the imperative of calendar referendum 2020 and the people's choice to live in balance and harmony. Thank you for tuning in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio. We'll be back shortly after we listen to this fantastic segment of this presentation given by Jose Arguelles in 1998 at the New Earth Festival.
Time is art. Time is the fourth dimension. Here is the founder of this Whole Earth Festival, Jose Arguelles.
It's about time we had a good collective deja vu here. It's about time, this deja vu. It says in the revered Book of Changes, E. Jane, Hexagram 49, revolution. I've been repeating this and I'll say it again. Fire in the lake, the image of revolution. Thus, the superior person, sets the calendar in order and makes the seasons clear. That is revolution. And that is what we are here for. And that's what this time is all about. Revolution at last. The one that we expected to happen in the 60s, but it ended up looking down the barrel of a gun, and we didn't know how to put our finger on what went wrong. Well, we put our finger on what went wrong, and we wouldn't let go, even though it almost killed us, to find out. It says in Revolution, Hexagram 49 of the revered I Ching, the Book of Changes, in line 3, it says, when talk of revolution has gone the round 3 times, then the word will be believed. This is the 3rd time I've spoken these words at this 3 Whole Earth Festival. That means that revolution is on. And everybody here who is hearing these words right now, you better believe you heard it right. We're talking revolution. That means the end of the old order. That means changing the calendar, which is the foundation of the old order, pulling it out, removing it, dropping it in the waste can of history with a polite staging and ceremonial bonfire. And to keep it pure and sacred, and do that with everybody you know this July 25th, the day out of time, the day when the old time ends, the night before the beginning of the new time. You can bet you're hearing what you're hearing, and this has been very well prepared for. We're not just talking history. We're not just talking a game of intellectual chess. This isn't a conceptual masturbation. This is real. This is about time. This has been very well prepared for because we are all DNA flotsam and jetsam in the biospheric stream of life. And we're very, very lucky that we're all being able to stand up here and grin. We're very lucky that we have this opportunity that we can still laugh because it's pretty bad what's going down. That's why I said this is revolution. We're not going to stand for it anymore. That's what they say in revolution. They say, you're crazy, you'll be shot, they shoot them all. Well, they can shoot. It doesn't matter to us because you can't kill the truth. And the truth is that we are living in Satan's time. We are living in the artificial time of the Gregorian calendar, about which no one ever gave you any democratic yes or no about, and the mechanical clock. These are two instruments that we have proven scientifically are at the root of the disease that the biosphere calls the human species. And we don't think the human species deserves such a bad rap from the biosphere. We know a lot of good humans. But how come we are still the only species tearing up the biosphere? Why can't we break the spell? Why can't we go down and say, no more fires down here, Amazon? We know they're all going to run you over in a bulldozer. Well, we got the silent revolution. Change your calendar. Change your time, change your mind.
You're tuned in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio.
So that was some audio from Jose Arguelles during a presentation given in 1998. Silent revolution of calendar reform, calendar change. And it's interesting, I think a lot about this, but the significance of the turtle, not only geographically as Turtle Island, but also the nature of the turtle to be slow and steady.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
mm-hmm.
knows the tortoise and the hare allegory. Slow and steady wins the race. And the opportunity and the mandate before us is an interesting one in that we have to be committed to enduring. We have
mm-hmm.
to be committed to understanding that something of this magnitude requires a significant adjustment, a significant effort, you know. And it's just one of those things that won't happen overnight, but it will happen as a result of the efforts and the intention put in by so many for so long. I think you said it perfectly, though, earlier, Ruben, just discussing the fact that we do have the benefit also of technology, the same technology that's used in many ways and can become very much a distraction. It's the same technology that can be leveraged to help make this shift such that people really do appreciate that they can choose which operating system they wish to operate by. I want to invite people to go to 13months28days.info, check out the new website, 13months28days.info, and look at the menu item 7 key facts. 1, the calendar is the operational system of civilization. A calendar is an artificial construct whose fundamental purpose is to be the synchronizing and coordinating operating system for human society by keeping accurate track of natural cycles in time, most commonly to keep track of the passing of days and years. If the calendar does not increase synchronization within its society, it is not performing its highest functions. To harmonize the mind with nature and to measure or replicate natural cycles in time in order to place its society in a state of harmony and synchronization with the biosphere and with itself. The 13-month, 28-day alternative has been in use on this planet for more than 6,000 years. In prehistoric India and China and throughout South America, it was the standard timekeeping system. The Essenes, Egyptians, Polynesians, Maya, Inca, Lakota, and Cherokee used a 13-month, 28-day calendar. The Celtic knowledge of the Druids is based on the tree calendar, also a 13-month, 28-day calendar. Today, many cultures are still using their traditional 13-month calendar system. And to that point, the fact that today there are many who are still using that, I had the honor of meeting a woman who was in Washington, D.C., herself from Lakota, and she was attending the Native Nations Rise gathering. She's from, if I'm not mistaken, I think she's from, maybe she's from Standing Rock. She might be from Wounded Knee. But she shared with me that for her people, the tradition is they have their most important ceremony beginning the new year, essentially, every July 26th. And we knew that's the Sundance ceremony, which is the epicenter to their tradition, the spiritual anchor, essentially. According to the system that we are sharing here, we know that that also begins July 26th, because that connects us to the star Sirius, the traditional observation of Sirius, and the rising, essentially, the helical rising of Sirius. So, as this is suggesting, key fact one, that there are many people today who still hold this timing as their core frequency, 13 months, 28 days, keeping us connected in sync with nature and with spirit. And so we are honored to know that there's precedent and that there's a continuum, a continuity in light of these truths. I want to mention Standing Rock again just because as we're looking at the consideration of this operating system, we're going to basically deconstruct this calendar such that we can really appreciate how by deconstructing the calendar, we also can decolonize our collective mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some reality to the way that we comprehend the impact of doing this as individuals, of choosing to actually reconfigure my own operation system, my operating system to be in sync to nature. It's incredible to appreciate how that actually has a direct impact on us. As the maxim, as we think, so we become. So imagine the harmony that we actually usher into the world by making the decision to shift calendars. And what's more, we've provided tools at 13months28days.info. If you go to the resources menu tab, you can click on educational tools. It'll take you to a page where you can download the 2016-2017 transitional calendar. And you can use that to give yourself a lens of natural timing through which to still engage as you need to in the Gregorian timing, as it were, because I know I live in Washington, D.C. I have a job where my job requires me to keep a calendar with people according to the Gregorian standard, because that's the standard, because nothing better has been really offered, right?
Yeah.
So that's the dominant standard. And so we're not suggesting that you're just going to, as Arguez says, just throw it away, put it in the trash can of history, although that is certainly something to consider as people do make this the shift. At some point, you don't need the training wheels anymore. But for respect of the fact that people exist in that world, the world of economy, of commerce, the world of everyday sort of global calendar standards, as we all do on some level, we've created the 13-month, 28-day transitional calendar to provide you that lens. Until the 13-month, 28-day standard is the perpetual standard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that is an intention for the years to come, that through this effort, through this movement, through its growth and its education and its popularity among thinking people, that a perpetual standard will be implemented as a standard, as a planet-wide standard. That's a goal. But we also know that that's a long-term goal.
Mm-hmm.
So to give to provide for people an on-ramp so they can begin to appreciate what it is we're laying out here, we invite you to go to the website and to download the education tool, that transitional calendar, for yourself. Print it out if you choose, or just use the PDF. It's beautiful. It's informative. Lots of information in there. And if you have questions as you're exploring this, don't hesitate to email us, info@13months28days.info, info@13months28days.info. Feel free to email us. We want to hear from you. And we look forward to continuing to engage your participation in this process, in this exploration. But to speak again of Standing Rock, though, I think that it's important that as things are shifting there and off the momentum and the energy of what happened a couple of weeks ago here in D.C. with the convergence of so many elders and young people from across the world who themselves have either been at Standing Rock or are supporters or themselves water protectors in other places that are under siege from these companies pushing these pipelines through. As you even said earlier, the Keystone XL pipeline has been so-called approved. You know, these things are happening against the shift in consciousness. There is a planet-wide shift of people who are absolutely against the implementation of these kind of things, who know that there are alternatives that exist that are far better in terms of how we acquire energy or how we provide energy for our needs in the world. There are certain alternatives that we know are far better and won't be as harmful to the environment which is very important to consider. We have to consider for generations to come. This is a part of thinking long term. This is a part of living in tune with nature. You're not just living for today and willing to be destructive along the path. You're actually thinking, what is regenerative? What is going to be beneficial for my children and their children and their children's children? So that's another element here as to the benefit and why a movement like the Standing Rock Moment has come about to enliven a population, a planet-wide population of young people and elders alike who are already living in many ways in greater harmony with nature, who have to be on the front lines in many cases for protecting nature's resources and honoring nature as the source of life, as Chief Arvel Looking Horse says, as opposed to just a natural resource for our use. But truly Mother Earth is the source of life. So as people who are genuinely attuned and interested in being in harmony with Mother Earth, adopting the 13-month, 28-day calendar is a most natural step toward supporting that shift of increasing empathy with the Earth and recognizing our interconnection with nature and with the human family. People who adopt this type of frequency are increased in terms of their awareness and their, I'll even say, telepathic sort of relationship of sensitivity with the Earth, with the planet itself, which as we tune into nature, nature begins to communicate to us in new and different ways.
Yes.
So those, among others, are benefits of making the shift for yourself. So I wanna highlight a little bit of music coming out of a young brother who was with the Standing Rock camps for several months himself. His name is Prolific the Rapper. I had a chance to see him live during the Native Nations Rise event in Washington, D.C., when he and so many others came to D.C. to really represent this movement and the fact that we're not going away. We're actually only getting more organized and more educated on the issues and how to approach it with real solutions. So I'm looking forward to the fact that our effort to reform the calendar is running concurrent with the enlivened and reawakened movements among young people and elders alike in the indigenous communities in Turtle Island and worldwide, because they really do go hand in hand. This is one of the tools that we will continue to engage leaders in that movement in future programs here on Calendar Truth on Naptime Radio, as through other efforts to really help equip our families, our relatives, with an awareness of the 13-month calendar and its benefits, and why actually adopting that is a statement to assert that we are seeking and willing to stand in tune in harmony with nature as well as with the human family. And we'll get more deep into that as we roll this show out. But I do want to go ahead and play this track. We'll come back for some closing comments in a moment. But right now, I want y'all to enjoy the young brother Prolific, the rapper, with a tribe called Red and a title called Black Snakes. I think y'all appreciate this. You understand where it's coming from. We give thanks. Oh.
With the stroke of a pen, Trump's trying to undo everything we've worked so hard for. But as indigenous people, our existence is our resistance. We protect Mother Earth and the water because it's who we are and we have no other choice. I'm facing 7 years in prison, yet I remain dedicated to peace and prayer. Pray with us.
Don't stand who will on earth. The wind comes in four corners, four directions, four colors. And death rides on four horsemen. A black snake with some black tanks. how much money do these companies need to make? They can drop their product, but they wanna save a buck. Already extracted billions, when is enough enough? I used to be in the oil fields, getting paid, but I quit, cause oil water I can't drink. Look down and see Kamimi Ladai in the mud. I looked up and told myself that enough's enough. Money does not own my soul, living comfortable. It's not in my plans, my hands in the sand. Some things worth more than gold. Some things they can't be sold. Some things can't be replaced. She is your mother, the fresh water rinse her veins. What is going on? Have we all lost our minds? Every human needs clean water to survive.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be called.
Morton County Sheriff's Department.
Hi, I need to report an assault.
Okay, where did it occur at?
Standing Rock. There are innocent, unarmed people being attacked with water in militia-style police. Firing at point blank range with high powered mace on unarmed people. Who protects the people?
Ma'am, yeah, if there's police there, then it has
the police are the ones attacking innocent unarmed people. So what do we do to stop the police literally hitting people at point blank range in the face? People can lose eyes, people are gonna get hypothermia, people could die. We have elders here, we have children here, we have all ages here. Nobody is armed except for the police. Who protects the people from the police?
Well, I guess if you want to put it up the chain of command, the next person to talk to would be the governor's office.
Love is the strongest, this path is the hardest. But if we were strong enough to do it, we wouldn't see it. Our prayers would not be needed, this movement's very needed. Indigenous wisdom unheeded and sacred things depleted. I'm Mexicano, Malacota, and I'm white too. I'm mixed with everyone, so part of me's just like you. Every group of human beings shares the same stars. And if the earth is not your mother, are you from Mars?
Yes, yes, yes. Prolific the rapper bringing a very powerful, important, timely message, I would say, with that great question, are you from Mars? I mean, I laugh because of how we open the show talking about we're in the month of March and you know, the God of War and how that's being honored. Hey, there's an interesting question there. Are you from Mars?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
That's the question, isn't it?
Yes.
So there is a redemption of...
Go ahead. With all the recent talk about missions to Mars and Tesla promoting to SpaceX a new initiative to go to Mars, like this, it's all happening this month, so it's for a reason. And I want to to close with the honoring the fact that you made a really good selection for the songs. I think starting with the new voice, we forgot to credit him is Trevor Hall with a prayer of the Seven Galactic Directions that was created by Jose Arguelles. I thought that it was a really good way to renew the energy and this springtime around this idea, this untried solution. And having the voice of this brother, this Native American strong voice, strong masculine warrior at the end, it is a very good way to open and close the show. And last but not least, I want to invite all the listeners to explore the website and give us feedback through Facebook. We are actually coming up with ideas as we go every day, and it will be good to have some feedback, to have some those who feel inspired by this idea you can, there's a now a support page. You can navigate that. We are trying to really use technology for the benefit of humankind. So we are looking people with skills in technology. We are going to really infiltrate the artificial timing of all the apps and all the technology that we have been using for so long unconsciously with this set of codes that are very simple, very elegant, and that will help, as you were saying before, will help the people make the jump, the training wheels that we have been speaking. So we understand this is a long-term vision, and that that's why we will appreciate your support as much as you can. There's many ways you can help. We put 7 ways you can help, and we will be putting a new version of the transitional calendar later tonight. Our website, Calendar Truth, is now a journal, is a blog. We will go much deeper into certain aspects of this whole subject of time. But the idea of creating this new or launching this new initiative on a new home is to keep it really focused. We want to keep the conversation very focused, and we appreciate your feedback to know how we can improve in doing that, and how we can really bring more awareness and inspire more people to share the information and to share the show and help us in bringing this possibility into manifestation. It's every little sharing counts, and this is a wave that it's growing, and we hope that with those words from Jose Arguelles, who completed this week 6 years of leaving this planet, I think that it is a really great way to start this season and this new cycle of Venus, and to seal this moment of intention with the purpose of bringing a new awareness to the planet, and that we can all do it. It's not an effort of one person, but many, many persons throughout history. So we will be happy to see that number growing. So thank you so much, brother, for opening this space, and I think we made it.
Indeed we have. We have definitely made it. So with that said, we invite people to tune in. In the next 14 days, we'll be back here, Calendar Truth, on Now Time Radio with another episode where we'll begin to explore Fact 2 in our series of 7. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight out there, listeners, and hopefully people who have a chance to listen to the archive, as it will be online for your listening pleasure. And soon we'll also have the follow-up archives housed on our website, 13months28days.info. Please visit the website and check out the various pages, as you will find a lot of useful information there. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Ruben. Thank you to our comrades in the Global Council for Calendar Awareness, Uma, Big Up, Mauricio, and Janice. Peace to all of you and many, many more out there in the world who are on this path and who are certainly committed for this this revolution in time, really and truly. Uh-huh. We are definitely in it, and we give thanks to each of you out there. Peace to all the directions, and definitely big up to Trevor Hall for that fantastic song we were happy to open with. Maybe one day we'll even have him as a guest on the show. That'll be great. So thank you all. Peace and many blessings, and we will connect with you soon. Stay tuned. And stay in your light and love. Aho.
Change the calendar, change your mind, change the world.